Guys Podcast,
hey,
episode 22. Calculated, calibrated, climbing out the matrix. There were times when I was faded, tell my mom I made it. ADD, but I'm still smoking on that concentration. I wish I could always be happy, but that's complicated. And welcome back to the Between the Lies Podcast, where we deep dive into whatever wicked or warped subject we might find our way into in that given podcast. So today we're going to be deep diving into the entire Diddy saga, and I did speak about my personal opinions on some of the information specifically about people like Pete Diddy or Dan Snyder coming to the forefront in the past couple months. I feel that they are just a small amount of the problem in Hollywood, but nonetheless, if we can understand their story and what type of things are actually going on beyond just the things we're reading in a blurb or seeing on TikTok, then maybe we can understand the hierarchy of Hollywood itself. And that's the reason behind this episode. I really want to go into some of my theories and opinions and these allegations against P. Diddy. But first and foremost, I just want to make certain that everybody knows these are just allegations. Now, for legal purposes, somebody of this magnitude, such as Diddy himself, could easily make anybody's life a living hell in terms of legal ramifications about talking about this. So I hear a lot of people on the internet, and I guess myself included at times, until I snap myself out of it, but not using the word allegations or allegedly. So it's important that we frame that before we get into talking about any of this. These are just my ideas, thoughts towards the allegations. But without further ado, let's talk about some of the lawsuits that have shaped the recent terrible press run that has been P. Diddy. Of course, it's been bigger on TikTok than anything else, with people putting their thoughts and opinions into it as well. But nonetheless, these lawsuits came out in 2023, and these lawsuits against him began on November 16th when he was sued by singer and dancer Cassie, also his former partner, who alleged years of abuse. So it was filed under the New York Adult Survivors Act just before it expired. This act offered a one-year window for adult victims of sexual assault to come forward with civil claims regardless of the statute of limitations. So Cassandra Ventura is her name. R&B singer Cassie, whose full name is Cassandra Ventura, filed a lawsuit in 2023 alleging that she was trafficked, raped, and beaten by Combs on several occasions over the course of 10 long years. Her lawsuit claimed that Combs brought the singer in his ostentatious, fast-paced, and drug-fueled lifestyle not long after she met him and signed her to his label in 2005 when she was just 19 and he was 37. Ms. Ventura said that the pattern of abuse began as soon as their relationship started, and that as she was trying to end it in 2018, he forced himself into her Los Angeles home and raped her. So some serious allegations obviously coming against Combs in this aspect. It is also important to point out he was 37, she was 19 when he signed her in 2005, which means they were probably fooling around from that minute on. So obviously, that's weird. That shows you a weird tendency. I don't care what anybody says. A 36, somebody closer to 40, trying to date a 19 or 20-year-old will always be weird to me. You can't tell me different. It is also important to point out that the lawsuit against Combs filed by Ventura was settled the day after she filed it for an undisclosed amount of money, although originally she was apparently asking for upwards of $30 million. Ms. Ventura, aka Cassie, told CNN she had chosen to resolve this matter amicably, while Combs' attorney said the settlement was in no way an admission of wrongdoing and didn't change his denial of the allegations. Now, I almost wish that Cassie would have stuck it out and really fought to get more of this information out there, but at the same time, allegedly, the things that she had been through Combs, I can't be mad at her for putting this out there and settling for upwards of $30 million. Of course, it's an undisclosed amount, so we truly don't know. But nonetheless, this is only one of the recent lawsuits against Diddy, and people are re-examining some of his interviews and actions and just really looking at everything differently than I think anybody ever has before. Although in that same breath, I believe that Diddy and people like him in Hollywood are probably these open secrets that everybody knows about. But nonetheless, the second lawsuit is as follows. This lawsuit was provided and filed by Rodney, aka Little Rod Jones. So in the most recent lawsuit against Combs filed on the 26th of February, 24 in New York, producer Rodney Little Rod Jones alleged he was subject to unwanted advances by associates of Diddy at his direction and that he was forced to engage in relations with sex workers that P. Diddy had hired. Now, the producer who worked for Combs between September of 22 and November of 2023 claimed that Combs sexually harassed, drugged, and threatened him for more than a year. He said that he has plenty of video and audio evidence of Combs, his staff, and others engaging in serious illegal activity. The lawsuit also identified rapper 50 Cent's former girlfriend and the mother of one of his children as one of the alleged sex workers. The lawsuit also alleges that Combs regularly hosted sex trafficking parties with underage women and illegal drugs and implies that record label executives who looked the other way financially benefited from access to celebrities and dignitaries. Now, I just want to cut in here and point out that for the last 5 to 7 years, especially in conspiracy circles, people I know who talk about conspiracies, the so-called Diddy parties in Hollywood have become sort of like an open secret. Now, many people pointed to these parties to be proof, basically, of a true representation of the sickness of Hollywood, which we talk about so much on this podcast when reading into some of these theories. So it's really become a representation of the things that are wrong with Hollywood. And you hear it here in this lawsuit, of course, all allegations, but trafficking, etc., important people being at the parties, engaging in some of these acts. And it really starts to remind us of something, sort of kind of reminds you of Epstein Island. And we're going to get to more of those connections shortly that really blew my mind. But nonetheless, moving on, I do want to point out one more thing about the Cassie Ventura lawsuit. I've heard people disparaging her, again, for settling and saying that this is proof that her claims are made up. And we've also had P. Diddy's camp, of course, say that Cassie Ventura's claims against him, etc., are made up. But I ask you, what type of person would settle for something like this and these things not be true? I mean, let's just say that these things against Diddy, these allegations, are not true. Do you really think that he would settle? I think that somebody who was innocent would fight for their name. But if you know that they have a leg to stand on in this type of lawsuit, of course, you would be quick to settle to clear your name, although his name has been dragged through the mud left and right and continues to. But going back to Little Rod or Rodney Jones lawsuit against Combs, there are other jaw-dropping, you would say, accusations that really make you think about some of the things, again, that are going on in Hollywood. Now, amongst the several complaints, including allegations of sexual misconduct, forced drug use, and grooming, Jones, a record producer, is asking for $30 million in damages, and the lawsuit says that the music mogul, aka Sean P. Diddy Combs, had hundreds of cameras in his homes in LA, NYC, and Miami. So most celebrities probably have cameras throughout their entire house. This is not exactly a secret. You would imagine they would at least have cameras in their house in the case that, let's say, they were on a tour or something and somebody broke in their house and stole something, or security in their house. So in this lawsuit, something that's completely plausible is being claimed, saying that Diddy's house was completely bugged from top to bottom with cameras, audio, etc. So keep that in mind as well as we keep talking about the way some of these things are unfolding. The lawsuit against Combs would also go on to allege that Combs operated a sex trafficking venture with his chief of staff, Christina Correm, and his 30-year-old son, Justin Dior Combs. Jones said that the rap icon regularly partied with sex workers and many underage girls, requiring them to sign NDA agreements, non-disclosure for those of us who don't know, and that the attendees were being drugged and then trafficked. Jones accused Combs of using threats, force, fraud, and coercion to usher minors into commercial sex acts, and of pressuring Jones to hire prostitutes for him in Miami, where sex work is illegal. The producer also said Combs set him up to be assaulted by Cuba Gooding Jr., the actor, and he accused Cuba Gooding Jr., who many people know, of touching, groping, and fondling him on a yacht rented by Combs. So this is another example of celebrity involvement, possibly, of course, just allegations, but possible celebrity involvement in the P. Diddy saga and everything that's going on in the core of Hollywood. And I also want to remind people, or maybe I'll play a clip or two, of a few celebrities referring to Diddy's parties and the way they refer to it. So let me play a clip from none other than LeBron James, who's talking about a P. Diddy party, of course, years before these allegations would surface.
Hey, everybody know ain't no party like a Diddy party, so.
So in this specific instance, we hear LeBron James on an Instagram Live, it looks like, with Diddy, proclaiming that ain't no party like a Diddy party. And of course, if these allegations in this lawsuit are true, Cassie specifically saying that years and years these parties have been some dark stuff going on. So basically for LeBron James to, in that clip, you hear him claiming ain't no party like a Diddy party, kind of lets you know, is it possible that they're all in on this big open secret? Now, the next clip I want to play is from Drewski, who many people would know skyrocketed to fame in the last couple years, seemingly out of nowhere. Many people have called him an industry plant. And based on what he's saying about attending Diddy's parties, it starts to make you think, is P. Diddy possibly some type of gatekeeper for the game? Nonetheless, let's play the clip. It's from Gilly the Kid and Wallow's podcast. I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head. I only hear like clips from there. But nonetheless, they ask him about his admiration for Diddy. And he also talks about Suge Knight. And then they get into talks about the Diddy parties. And I wanted to hear that part specifically. So let's play that clip as well.
Let's just say I'm inspired by Puff and Suge Knight. We gonna give them what the fuck they deserve, and we gonna take what the fuck they gonna give us.
No, so how much
you ever been? You ever been to one of Diddy parties? Yeah, I've been in attendance. I've been not. Hey, what the fuck you smirking for?
You saying
that? I've been in attendance.
We just asked you regular
questions. That's all I said. That's all I said. I said I've been in attendance. I have been in attendance.
We never been. We just asked him.
We just asked. Yeah. As soon as you asked, he said,
"Do you have fun?"
I ain't seen that.
Yet. Yeah, you did.
I ain't seen that.
Yeah, have fun. Yeah, I mean, it was a party.
So, wow, definitely sounds suspect there. I mean, everybody's laughing, but at the same time, it's no laughing matter. At the point that Drewski states that he's been to Pete Diddy's parties, I guess one of the hosts stares at him like, almost in a condescending manner, again, one of those open secrets that's going on in Hollywood. And Drewski gets extremely defensive multiple times, claiming, I was at the party, I wasn't at one of those parties. So he's not exactly denying that those dark, possibly satanic, sex trafficking type parties are actually happening. He's just saying that he was in attendance to one of Diddy's clean parties. He also goes on to state that this party he attended had some of the regular stuff in Hollywood, like girls turning up and drinking and celebrities all around. So again, he's not denying that these specific parties exist, but he's going on the record to clear his name again in a joking manner. Seems like he's flat out lying, but nonetheless, these are all allegations. But he's clearly stating that celebrities are at these parties, there's plenty of girls at these parties, and he's stating he didn't know about any of the wrongdoings going on, and he was at a toned-down P. Diddy type of party. So, for what that's worth, another celebrity claiming ties to Diddy, but in this case, distancing himself from that specific type of party, I found that important to note. Now, moving on, we actually have a clip from an interview with Gene Simmons, and no, not the one from Kiss. This Gene Simmons was Puff's former bodyguard. This is confirmed, and he's talking about a multitude of things, but I pulled, I think, the most alarming clip from these entire interviews that I've combed through, no pun intended, talking about Sean Diddy Combs, but nonetheless, he's actually stating certain stuff about P. Diddy's relationship with Usher. This is something that for years and years, even before the P. Diddy accusations, many people have joked around about the fact that P. Diddy had Usher at his house when he was literally 13 years old and brought him up into the industry. And now, knowing what we know through some of these lawsuits and these allegations coming out, you start to wonder, was it possible that Usher's innocence was taken by this horrible person we are coming to find out is Sean Diddy Combs. But here's Gene Simmons talking in an interview about a specific mishap that happened. And again, these are allegations, but he's referring to Usher possibly being hurt sexually by Diddy and his friends. So it's very alarming, just so you know, discretion advised. But here goes the clip.
Mentioned other people platforms, but he got on Shay Shay and he mentioned how great and how good Puff taught him and everything. You know what I'm saying? About the business, right? I know, and people know, that was around that in that time that Puff and Usher did have a situation. And that situation led Usher to the hospital. Now, I let Usher explain that to y'all. I let Usher tell that story. But how dare you say a man that groomed you, you gonna give him a pass? Bro, you know I know. Let me reframe you on something. Remember, Usher, we was at the Swiss Hotel. Puff was had Kim in the room. Had one of Keith Sweat's baby mothers in the big room outside the master bedroom. He came outside in his robe. She gave him a fellatio right there. His back was turned to me. She gave him a fellatio. You knocked on the door. I came and opened the door for you. Puff went in the room. You came in the room and kissed that girl dead in her mouth. Now I'm telling that because you taking up for somebody that you know and a lot of more people know didn't do you right when you was at Diddy camp.
So, wow, I am literally speechless after listening to that clip. But nonetheless, Gene Simmons, again, Diddy's former bodyguard who was around these times, who was around all of this type of stuff, is claiming that Usher basically was sexually assaulted. Again, these are just allegations, but implying heavily that Usher was sexually assaulted by Diddy, and even stating that at a certain point in these horrible things happening, that Usher was rushed to the hospital. He was also implying that Usher's mom was aware of the abuse and elected to turn a blind eye in the thought and the hope that her son was in good hands and that he was basically going to make it in Hollywood. Of course, we've seen Usher have this tremendous career. He just headlined or performed at the Super Bowl. Of course, everybody knows Usher, most people, at least in America, I'm sure. You'd be hard-pressed to find anybody who doesn't know Usher. But again, another one of those open type of secrets in Hollywood. Many people have been talking about this Usher and Diddy thing for a very long time. And with all these allegations against Diddy coming out, many people have also been looking into some of Diddy's interactions with Justin Bieber, which, for those of us who don't know or don't remember, Justin Bieber was brought into the game at a very young age by Usher. So many people are thinking, is it possible that Usher was almost continuing the cycle? And when we hear some of these clips I'm about to play, it is all allegations, but it is very feasible. So the clip I'm about to play is a very eerie clip. It's from when Justin Bieber was 15, I believe they say in the video. And Usher basically dropped Justin Bieber off at Diddy's house for the weekend. And Diddy makes this video with Justin Bieber talking about the things that they're going to be doing over the weekend. And I want to play this clip. And again, discretion is advised, because with some of these allegations coming out against Diddy, when you hear this video, it's definitely going to have an eerie feel to it. So just know that discretion is completely advised. But nonetheless, let's play the clip. And then we're going to react and we're going to talk about more connections with Diddy and Bieber that are extremely alarming that I've been figuring out this past week. But let's play that clip. Again, it's Diddy and Justin Bieber hanging out for the weekend. And here's some of the clip. Let's play it.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to be driving this next year.
Yeah, when you get 16.
can ride in the passenger seat. I got my permit. Not that. Not yet.
Slow down, Jess.
One step at a time.
But yeah, the keys is yours when you're 16. You're good to go.
I'm good to go.
Yeah.
All right.
Then when you get 18, you get the house. You get the mansion.
Okay. Yeah. I get the mansion.
Yeah.
So where are we off to now?
Where would you like to go?
Wherever you want to go. Where are we going?
So check this out, yo. Justin, you ever seen the movie 48 Hours? Right now, he's having 48 hours with Diddy, him and his boy. They're having the times of their lives, like, where we hanging out and what we doing. We can't really disclose, but it's definitely a 15-year-old's dream. I have been given custody of him. Signed to Usher. I had legal guardianship of Usher when he did his first album. I did Usher's first album. I don't have legal guardianship of him, but for the next 48 hours, he's with me. So, and we're going to go full crazy.
Going crazy. I'm taking this out tonight.
What you want to do? What you want to do over the next 48 hours?
48 hours. Let's go. Let's just go get some girls. Let's go get some girls.
So, if you go and watch this clip, which I advise you do after you listen tonight or whenever you're listening to this podcast, watch this clip and watch some of the body language, and you could hear it, literally the awkward silence and the pauses, and just, it really wasn't a fluent conversation. In this video, this was posted to Justin Bieber's YouTube account. I'm actually surprised it's still on there considering everything we're finding out. But again, it's called 48 Hours with Diddy. We hear Diddy being very weird about offering Justin worldly possessions like the car. He says when you're 18, you'll get the mansion. Justin even jokes, well, I'm 15, I have my permit. Can I drive the car now? And Diddy goes, no, you're not ready. You got to be 16 in a very odd and weird manner. We even hear Diddy refer to having custody of Justin. He jokes around about that and says, I actually had legal guardianship of Usher when he did his first album. Now Justin is actually signed to Usher, so basically I've kidnapped him for the weekend. He's in my possession. So again, listening to that Gene Simmons interview and the clip we heard earlier, if that type of stuff is true about what happened to Usher, then hearing this specific video with Justin Bieber at such a young age, literally 15 years old, it is so sad to think that these same horrible things that possibly happened to Usher were happening to Justin Bieber and were happening right in front of our eyes. But unfortunately, some of the sickness that goes on in Hollywood, you're caught up in it, and we might have viewed this video 14 whatever years ago as completely innocent and just thought, oh, you know, he's just buying him stuff and thought nothing of it. But if you watch the video specifically and listen to the clip, it's very eerie. The body language is weird. P. Diddy at a point states, I'm with him, or he's with me, and licks his lips. Just the entire essence of that entire conversation was convoluted with darkness, at least in my opinion. I think it's pretty obvious, knowing what we know, some of these allegations, that there was some sinister stuff going on. And unfortunately, I believe Justin Bieber is one of many victims of a very sick Hollywood, entertainment, music, etc. industry. And we saw it right in front of our eyes in that video. Now, I also came across in my research this past week or so a video of Justin Bieber, it seems a few years later, at a P. Diddy party, and he looks so out of it. He literally looks like he had been drugged. There's a difference between being on drugs and being drugged, like something was slipped into your drink. And I advise you, look up Justin Bieber at a P. Diddy party, whether that be on TikTok, YouTube, Google, DuckDuckGo, whatever. Find it. Watch this video. He's wearing a P. Diddy jacket. P. Diddy's friends are shouting that Justin is Bad Boy, which, of course, Bad Boy Records is something that P. Diddy owns. But again, hearing some of these allegations, knowing some of the things we know, definitely has a different connotation as his friends are screaming Bad Boy at Justin. Is it possible that, again, he was just a victim of this horrible Hollywood industry? I advise you to go look at that video as well. That is something that I think is very eye-opening. But more about Justin Bieber that I wanted to go over, something I noticed in the past week or so, again, compiling information for this episode, is I went and watched the roast of Justin Bieber. So I accidentally put it on, not even thinking about it really, the one night. And as I was watching it, I saw some satanic references, which of course piqued my interest. Not that I'm into that type of stuff, but the investigation of it, it made me think it is kind of weird to have a roast of somebody like Justin Bieber, who was so young in the industry. The idea of roast in terms of Comedy Central have always been kind of people at the tail end of their careers, like kind of they're sending off, let's make fun of them in front of a large crowd. But Justin Bieber was still so young when this roast happened, just a few short years ago. So I want to talk about a few of the things that I noticed in the beginning of the roast that pointed to a satanic, sick Hollywood agenda. And then I want to talk about some of the comments that were made in the opening monologue by Kevin Hart. And then we'll talk about Kevin Hart's connection to Diddy, because that is a whole nother can of worms that I want to go into. But let's talk about the beginning of the actual roast and Justin's introduction and how they brought him into the roast that I found to be completely sick. So they open it up, of course, talking about what they'll be doing tonight, of course, roasting Justin Bieber and telling jokes about him for the entire night. You have an all-star celebrity panel, people like Snoop Dogg, Martha Stewart, Kevin Hart, Pete Davidson, etc. So this is a high-level, high-celebrity event specifically for a roast. Usually you'll see a little lower level of celebrity, like a B or C celebrity at these roasts. This was an A-list roast. They open it up with Kevin Hart coming out like a priest or a preacher, which of course, if you're not a priest or a preacher and you come out dressed as one and are mocking one, that is basically sacrilegious in itself. So this is what made me really open my eyes and ears and start paying attention to this roast and go, maybe something else is going on. So we see Kevin Hart come out preaching like he's a man of God. We know he's deeply engulfed in the Hollywood system, so he's not a man of God, I would assume. But nonetheless, then a choir comes out, again, chanting and preaching and singing, kind of like a church event. But again, we know it's not a church event, and therefore it's mocking God. Now, at that point, everybody looks up, and I literally cannot believe I'm even telling you this. It's just crazy, but look at it for yourself. Everybody looks up, and there comes Justin Bieber floating from the sky as an angel. So again, we're having some biblical-type references, references to angels, preachers, etc. All this is sacrilegious to the absolute fullest. Justin Bieber then descends with angel wings on, and I'm thinking to myself, there's no way this could get any worse or more obviously sacrilegious and satanic, and that's when he fell from the sky. So the angel falls from the sky, and the preacher or the fake preacher, Kevin Hart, and the people in the choir all surround him and pray over him. And then Justin Bieber rises up ready for his roast. So this is a little off gear, but it all ties into the P. Diddy stuff. Period. This roast, this symbolized the fallen angel, aka Lucifer. You had sacrilegious things happening to open it. Then you have Justin Bieber descending as an angel, which is sacrilegious. Then you have him falling, again, a direct reference to Lucifer, and then he gets up. So they are basically praising Lucifer and hailing Justin Bieber as evil, whether we want to realize it or not. That is what I got out of that specific segment. Now I want to play a clip from the opening monologue where Kevin Hart is making some jokes about Justin Bieber and talk about the Diddy and Bieber and Kevin Hart connection that many people I feel probably don't know about. So let's play that clip. Here's a few of the things I heard from Kevin Hart, which made me think, is it possible that this roast, or maybe all roasts, but this specific roast of Justin Bieber, especially considering how young he was, how many A-list celebrities, etc., Kevin Hart roasting him, is it possible that this roast was nothing more than a humiliation ritual for Hollywood? So think about that, but let's play this next clip, and then we can help make our minds up. Let's play the clip.
Justin Bieber really does have it all. I'm serious. He has a dick and a pussy. Justin, stand up. Pop that thing. One time. Show him. Give him that hermaphrodite twerk. One time. I've seen it. No. No. Let's be honest, Justin. You.
So that caught me completely off guard because knowing what we know about some of the horrible things that are probably going on in Hollywood at this point, specifically Justin Bieber, obviously he had a great childhood, most people would say, because he ascended to stardom, but watching that Diddy video, seeing him at the Diddy parties, knowing he was signed to Usher, the same person who was allegedly abused by Diddy, it really makes you start to wonder. So not only do we have that satanic symbolism to start off the roast, but Kevin Hart in his opening monologue refers to Justin Bieber and says, "Stand up and pop that pussy. You have a dick and a pussy. He's a hermaphrodite," he says. And he even jokes at the very end and goes, "I've seen it. I've seen it." And then goes, "No, no." So again, more to make me think that this specific roast was possibly a humiliation ritual to Justin Bieber, and that specific joke from Kevin Hart in the beginning was referring to maybe, possibly, allegedly, some of the things that happen at Diddy's house. Now, lastly, I want to go over the fact that the entire roast, of course, you can watch. It's pretty easy to find. I want to say it's on like Paramount or HBO. I definitely urge you guys go back and watch it and look at some of the jokes. I can't post all the jokes on here. I'm scared I'll get copyrighted, but nonetheless, is it possible that this specific roast was just a giant humiliation ritual? And throughout the roast, are they referring to many of these sexual happenings that had happened to Justin Bieber along the way? You may say it's far-fetched, but based on everything we're learning and everything I've been saying about Hollywood from the very beginning of this podcast, I don't think it's very far-fetched at all. Lastly, I want to go over Kevin Hart's connection to Diddy and why that specific joke rang a few bells in my head for me. And then I want to play a clip from Kevin Hart hosting a Diddy party. He's hosted a few Diddy parties, apparently, throughout some of the interviews I've seen. He's said that, of course, before now. But nonetheless, he hosted this specific Diddy party. So there is definitely an association with Diddy. He's been at the Diddy parties. There's no doubt about it. Among other celebrities, like, again, LeBron James, Drewski, A-list celebrities. So I want to play this clip, and this specific clip is Kevin Hart hosting the party, and he's in Diddy's bedroom with Usher, with Diddy, and of course, Kevin Hart, like I said. And some of the things that are said during this just really are eerie. Again, knowing some of the things we know now, some of these allegations coming out, it really just gets your wheels turned, and you start to go, wow, like, this was happening right in front of our face for so long. So let's play that clip and then go over that.
We want to thank you. Come here. Don't sit on the bed at night. No homo. No, just don't get close to the bed. Don't get close to the bed. But it's just like, yo, we want to thank you for hosting the thing, man. Man, it's been a pleasure. You didn't have to do it. You did.
No, I definitely didn't have to do it. I definitely didn't have to. First and foremost, I'm not getting the bed. You know, shout out to him and what he did. I'm just going to. If we can, let's just put the camera a little this way, just so we're not. I don't want my shot to even, like, I don't want it to come close to the bed at all. I should look like he fresh off goddamn plane. I should
fresh off the guard stage. That's my brother right here from day one. We used to wake up and, I mean, damn, pause, but like, just, I mean, back in the days when he was like 10 and I was a little bit older, his older brother, we used to fight over the Frosted Flakes. You know what I'm saying? Before pause was invented. But it's my brother for real. We used to actually wrestle off of the Frosted Flakes because he used to always get up early.
Yo, what the fuck did Puff just say? Nobody's gonna acknowledge this for me. Puff just said we used to wrestle over the Frosted Flakes and we're streaming live. That was stupid. Listen, that was fucking stupid.
Are we having a good time? Are you Usher made in the
Hey, yo.
So obviously we hear a few alarming things. To start off the video, Diddy is on the bed and talking to Kevin Hart and says, "No homo, but come sit on my bed," in a laughing and joking manner. Now Kevin Hart at that point basically voices his disdain for even being in that camera shot with Diddy's bed and says, "In fact, I don't even want to be pictured anywhere close to that bed. I'm not coming onto that bed." So again, another joking nod at the fact that there are some sinister sexual things going on at Diddy's house, at least in my opinion. Then we see Usher, Diddy, and Kevin Hart in one shot. And at a certain point that he starts talking about when Usher used to live with him. He even states, when we used to wake up, basically implying they used to wake up together, and then goes, no, not like that, not like that. Then he continues on to say that they would wrestle over the Frosted Flakes and that they were just like brothers and Usher was only 10 and he was a little older. Now, Usher's face throughout this video, I urge you to watch it. Look up P. Diddy, Kevin Hart, Usher, and you'll find it on YouTube. It's not very hard to find, especially with all the allegations. This specific clip, if you watch Usher, his reaction to some of the things that Diddy's saying are very off, and he seems to be deeply affected by the things that Diddy's saying. Again, is it possible that with these comments, he was simply reliving all the horrors he went through at so-called Diddy Camp? So again, look at all this stuff. I mean, honestly, looking at all these tapes with all these allegations, it all really starts to line up. And there we see the Kevin Hart and Diddy connection that I talked about earlier. And it would make sense. Is it possible that the roast of Justin Bieber, again, was just a way to humiliate him, and Kevin Hart insisting that he saw Justin's pussy, which, you know, is messed up to even say, but nonetheless, is maybe Kevin Hart referring to the fact that he's seen some of the horrible things that have happened to Justin Bieber at Diddy's house? There's certainly that connection. There's no doubt about it. The Usher connection. There's many people speaking out against it. There's even Hollywood stars are saying, I've been to Diddy parties, but not that type of Diddy party. So again, lends more credence to the theories of this being this giant open secret in Hollywood. But before I go on and on, I do want to circle back to the actual raid that occurred at Diddy's house and talk about my ultimate theory in all of this and tying everything together as we look into more of this information. And there are literally thousands and thousands of videos, but you know, these are some of the key things that I thought were important to identify in our search for truth. And again, I'd like to present you with my theory, as always, at the end. So, let's get to that. So, this is NewsNationNow.com. I'm going to be reading some of their article. It was released 3 weeks ago, so sometime in early April. It states, over a week after two homes belonging to hip-hop mogul Sean Diddy Combs were raided by federal investigators, law enforcement has released little details as to what potential charges the music producer could be facing. The Department of Homeland Security agents conducted the raids last week at Combs' multi-million dollar mansion in Los Angeles and his Miami waterfront home. The raids came as the producer faces mounting list of civil lawsuits that allege abuse and sexual assault by multiple victims spanning over 30 years. So it also states, why was Diddy's house raided? It states, while federal authorities have given sparse public comment as to what prompted the raids, News Nation affiliate reported that it was part of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. Authorities are also reporting widening their probe to include potential witness intimidation, sexual assault, and firearms violations, according to a New York Post report. Now it also states what happened during the raids on Diddy's home. Investigators seized firearms and also phones belonging to Combs, though it is unclear how many devices were confiscated. Along with a heavy presence of officers wearing protective gear and weapons, command trucks were parked outside both properties during the raids. Combs' sons Justin and Christian King Combs were handcuffed during the raid at their father's L.A. home. Justin's mother said she has retained a high-profile attorney, Jeffrey Lichtman, to look into excessive use of force used on Justin and Christian, again Diddy's sons, during the raid, which she called unnecessary and certainly not required by a search warrant. So it also goes on to state, could Diddy be arrested? And it states, Diddy has not yet been arrested for any criminal conduct, but charges could be forthcoming, legal experts say. They clearly have probable cause to believe that a federal crime has been committed and that evidence of that crime or multiple crimes would be found in these two locations they searched. This is big news, and if I'm P. Diddy or his lawyers, I'd be very concerned at this point. Nadia Shahada, who prosecuted R. Kelly for sex crimes in New York, specifically told News Nation. It also states, what could the raid on Diddy's home mean? Authorities have been tight-lipped on why they raided these homes so far, but former NYPD detective said he knew an investigation was in the works involving Combs. He states, I guess off the record, but it's in this article. The raid that you saw at the house was only the beginning. The search warrant that they got from that to go into his property was already authorized. The government is gathering the cooperators that they have so far, and they're giving them information, explicit information about Diddy and some of the horrible things he's done. So they're taking that information and they're utilizing it in a big case against him. And I just want to make it absolutely clear to everybody that the feds would not raid his home had they not at least had some very specific and factual information regarding some of the wrongdoings of Diddy. So in multiple facets, we hear from his bodyguard. We see some of the Justin Bieber stuff. We hear from these lawsuits, not just from his bodyguard. In all these lawsuits, we're hearing all these wrongdoings being accused. We see some of the stuff with Justin Bieber, and we saw how Justin Bieber, a little bit later in his career after the 48 hours with Diddy, really fell off the side of the earth and really started having some bizarre behavior and activity. That's another thing that they made fun of him for during the roast, which points to the possibility it may have been a humiliation ritual. Is it possible that Justin Bieber and his downfall in terms of drugs and just some of the silly things he was doing was not only related to the fact that he was 15 years old when he became a millionaire, but is it possible that it was the damage that was sustained at the hands of people like Usher and Diddy? I mean, it certainly makes you think. But lastly, I try to wrap things up within like 30 or 40 minutes. So I do want to talk about my personal theory and some of the things we talked about today. And I want to make it clear that this is just my opinion. I always urge you guys to go and do the research on your own as well as listening to my podcast. You don't have to, you know, have the same opinion as me. I really insist that you guys come up with opinions of your own as well. That is so important. But we hear in some of the lawsuits about the fact that every single room in Diddy's house was recorded. We know that in Hollywood, of course, there's going to be cameras inside these people's houses, if for nothing, just to protect their actual premises. But we do know that these Diddy parties have been going on for years, whether they were sinister or not. They've been going on for years, and it seems like it's an open secret in Hollywood and entertainment. So my theory is simple. Is it possible that the feds raided Diddy's house not only to acquire information on him because he seems to be taking the fall for all this stuff going on, but also to hide evidence? There were pictures posted, I guess somebody from Diddy's camp flipped on him or whatever, somehow got into his house and posted the pictures of his house after the raid, and there were multiple surveillance type systems that look torn apart and look like whatever information was in them was either destroyed or taken by the feds, which is completely feasible. But is it possible that Diddy is just going to be the fall guy for the entirety of Hollywood? Because we hear these allegations against people like Cuba Gooding Jr. We know LeBron James, again, had a relationship with Diddy. Thousands and thousands of A-list celebrities that have been to these parties. Is it possible that Diddy is just another Jeffrey Epstein? Now, I know it might sound a little far-fetched, but again, it's just a theory. Bear with me. Is it possible that somebody on the uptick, let's say in fame, like a Justin Bieber, is then indoctrinated into this lifestyle, not only to maintain control over them, but to break them and make them easier to control? Is it possible that these same celebrities are taken somewhere or told to go somewhere like P. Diddy's party and they are made or drugged and end up doing these reprehensible things, possibly with underage people like we saw in some of the lawsuits and allegations? Again, it would tie into Epstein Island and what I believe is just a giant blackmail operation. And like I always say, Epstein is not the only Epstein, and I'm really seeing a lot of similarities with Diddy, but I don't think he's the only one. I do think he's just a product of the ultimate problem that is this dark cloud that is above Hollywood. So, again, these are just my personal theories. I believe it's possible that this is like a rite of passage for these celebrities to go to this type of house or go to Epstein Island, do some of these sick things. And once they have these blackmail on these people, they can literally control them. I mean, think about it. If they had that type of blackmail on anybody and said, oh, we could always release that video of you doing this with an underage girl, of course that person's going to go along with what that person who has that information is saying to them. So it's not completely far-fetched. Now, before I make this an hour-long episode, I just wanted to say thank you to everybody who's listening. As always, I appreciate all the feedback I get, whether that be on TikTok or positive or negative. I want to urge anybody who's listening today who's enjoying the podcast, please go leave a 5-star review, whether that be on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen, and write a short review about what you've been enjoying about the podcast or any tips you may have for me to improve the podcast. This will help exponentially spread the word, spread the podcast. If you're enjoying this content I'm putting out, please help support me. Ultimately, I want to do this full time. I want to be able to put all my energy and focus into this because I'm all about finding out the truth and reading between the lies. As cliche as it sounds, that's literally what we do every single episode. As always, I am your fearless host, and I am so happy to be bringing you this podcast. This is a release for me, and I also see it as exposing truth and putting myself on the right side of history by exposing some of this darkness in the world. As always, I am your host, and thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to the Between the Lies podcast. Over and out, signing off, sayonara.